Red Banner Corporation, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. The information in this audio file reflects a revision of this article made on November 27, 2010, and does not reflect more recent changes. Red Banner Corporation, commonly known as Red Banner, is a publisher of online games and MMORPGs. Section 1. History. The company is the sister company of T3 Entertainment, created in 2008. It was officially launched with the re-release of Audition in April 2009. Audition was originally launched with Nexon Corporation in 2007, but due to Nexon's closing of the game, Red Banner bought the license for Audition. In August 2009, Red Banner announced that they were going to release a new game called Mythos. It has officially launched in 2009. Although initially well-received by the American Audition community, the Red Banner Corporation has gone through server issues starting from the summer of 2010. In November 2010, the American Audition server and Red Banner forum repeatedly crashed multiple times. The Red Banner administration has declined to do anything, leaving in its wake an increasingly angry and violent American and Brazilian community and staff. Section 2. News. March 23, 2009. Red Banner website is up. April 14, 2009. Red Banner forms are up. Nexon character transfers continue until July 30th. April 17, 2009. Red Banner audition and Banner cache system is live. August 2009. Red Banner Mythos website, along with closed beta registration, is available. September 1st, 2009. Red Banner Audition Season 2 patch is released. Summer of 2010. An influx of Brazilian players from the recently closed Brazilian Audition server join American Audition. November 25th, 2010. Red Banner site and game server are down due to hardware issues. Section 3. Banner Cache. Red Banner, similar to other gaming companies, uses the virtual asset sales system. Red Banner names their in-game currency Banner Cache. Users may buy Banner Cache by credit card, PayPal, an Ultimate Game card, a GoCash prepaid card, or via Pay by Cash. Target discontinued carrying the official Red Banner prepaid card mid-2010. Section 4. Controversy. Subsection 1. Issues with patch content. Game patches are small or large updates that add or fix content in a game, such as items, songs, and glitches that can be exploited. In the early months of Red Banner's publishing of Audition Online, the company offered monthly patches for users. More recently, however, the rate and content of patches has become a topic of debate between users and staff of the game. Many users argue that the company is not trying to give adequate patching for various reasons. An example, lack of more popular songs, lack of free items, and no noticeable fixes for the hacking situation. However, due to lack of adequate funding, citation needed, licenses for songs, free clothing, and etc. cannot be added to the game. Subsection 2. Hacking. Like many other games, American Audition had been riddled with hacking issues, which has so far been inadequately addressed. The most noticeable of these game hacks include server and channel crashing, and a hack that allowed a user to delete hundreds of fams in-game, including nearly all of the top 10 families in early November. These fams have still not been restored. More recent and troubling issues have included a migration of Brazilian players who have imported Portuguese and semi-obvious hacks to the community. The American Audition community has largely dispersed and moved to other servers because of hacking, reducing the number of frequent players from the game from an average of 3 channels a day to 2 full channels. So far, the Red Banner Corporation has chosen to largely ignore this issue, leading many players to question the true worth of this Californian company. Subsection 3. Crashes. Between summer 2010 and winter 2010, server crashes and hardware failures became increasingly common in the company. Each crash left their website and game partially or completely inoperable for days at a time. During these periods of time, items purchased with Banacash continued to expire, despite the game being down, leaving many paying players outraged. Following a hardware failure on November 25, 2010, online fights broke out due to an increasing frustration with the company's inadequacy on various social networking sites, following a hardware failure which prevented the operation of their game and website. Comments made by users include, quote, "Axo5 has it better than American Audition players," unquote, and, quote, "When is Red Banner going to stop being a censored?" Several players speculate that the Red Banner Corporation will be shut down by the end of 2010. Section 5. Other Divisions. There is another Red Banner website in Taiwan, found at redbanner.tw. There are two games distributed on this site, All in ABC and Aika. Red Banner released a global site on August 27, 2009. Red Banner Global released Kamen Hero the same day the website was live. On March 5, 2010, Red Banner Global announced that the URL redbannerglobal.com would no longer exist as of April 6 and will be moved to www.t3fun.com. They have announced that they will transfer all data of Kamen Hero, but there will be a new Terms of Service and Private Policy. They have announced three new additions, Grandmare, Mythos, and Warcry. Red Banner Philippines is a distributor of Hanbit Soft games such as Tantra and WYD. This leads to the other logo, Game Banner. It was established to be a global game distributor rather than one part of the world. This division has no relation to T3 Entertainment. We now come to the end of Red Banner Corporation. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or cross-referencing the information yourself. This audio file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at www.creativecommons.org/licenses/by-SA/3.0.